Tom and Alex. If you prick them, do they not bleed? Triple J.
But right now, we're going to play a little bit of a chat we had with a man by the name of Jonah Hill. He is starring in a new movie, Get Him to the Greek, alongside Russell Brand, who you heard from yesterday. And we went on to this little dark hotel room. Jonah was sitting in the chair. We said g'day, had a chat to him. We left him sitting in the chair, still there. And this is what happened.
On Triple J this morning, we're here in a big room with lots of people. We're terrified and we're out of our mind. But joining us is the lovely Jonah Hill. Hi, Jonah.
You guys are so young.
I don't know whether it's a good thing.
You look like 14 years old.
We're legal.
I have a baby face. But I have my
own. I'm proud of you guys to achieve such success at a young age.
Well, thank you. I have my own apartment.
I'm 26, you know. I'm an old man. In your guys' eyes, I'm like old.
Over the hill.
This is the first time because like I feel like young and everyone's always like, that young guy, you know. But now I'm like, you guys, because you guys are like 20.
It's not
our fault that we're 20, though.
Yeah,
sorry. I was making movies when I was 20, so, you know, I think I know what your position you're in right now.
Yeah, we're all making movies. We're all making movies. That's the main
thing. You guys are here. You're doing your thing. Are you in school?
Alex is a graduate of university.
Nice. Congratulations.
And I dropped out of uni.
I like it. Young guys. All right.
But we haven't come here to talk about us, Jonah Hill.
I'm interviewing
you
guys. You
and your movie, Get Him to the Greek.
We're the 21-year-old girls who host radio shows.
I'm sorry.
God, you're telling me, Jonah. You're telling me.
I just get the overwhelming impression that you're disappointed that we're here, Jonah.
I literally couldn't be more excited. I've been answering the same questions over and over again, so it's nice to just talk to some young people. Let's talk about, what do young people talk about? Monopoly?
Or just drugs and rock and roll.
You know what's funny? I realize, you know, where's Wally?
Yeah.
We call him Waldo.
Okay, yeah, that is confusing.
I have noticed that for a while.
Isn't that weird? Because Waldo is not a popular name in America.
No, sir.
Wally's not a popular name in Australia.
Yeah.
So why change his name? Wally's a more popular name than Waldo in America. The f*** going on here?
Here, we call it jelly. You call it jello.
Yeah.
You call it jelly?
Yep.
Then what do you call actual jelly?
Jam.
It's
amazing we can even talk to each other.
I think I'm going to move to Sydney.
Well,
it's a great place.
Wish they were getting this.
The insights. The investigation.
Exclusives.
It's the definition of delve.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, Tom and Alex on Triple J.
Jonah Hill is having a chat to us. We caught up with him in a hotel room and had a chat.
He was very impressed. He just kept mentioning how young we are to the point where it got a bit weird. But no, but he was lovely. And he's in this new film, Get Him to the Greek. You might have seen him in a lot of Judd Apatow stuff. And our discussion...
Got him off the young stuff.
Yeah.
And try to get him back on track.
Focused.
Guys, let's get down to business.
See what happens
when a bunch of young guys come in here.
Now, your movie, Get Him to the Greek, it stars you, Russell Brand, and it's got Diddy in there. P. Diddy, as many know him.
Yeah.
To get ready for the movie, you had a bit of a party beforehand in Vegas. There's a party scene in there, but you did it for real beforehand.
Yeah, Diddy, who I should say is a pleasant, shocking surprise in the movie. Because you would not expect him to be funny, because he's this serious rap mogul type of guy.
Yeah.
He came in and auditioned for us, and he just destroyed it. He was so funny. He wanted to show me what it was like to party like a rock star. So he took me to Vegas 3 days before we started shooting with him and his friends and me and my buddies from university and high school. And I've never been the same since then.
What went on? Go on.
I mean, nothing I can really say on the radio except I didn't sleep very much. I danced more than I've ever danced in my life. I think I had sex with a crayon. I didn't know that was possible.
Was it like The Hangover, the movie The Hangover?
It was like the movie Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. Perfect. Perfect research there. And there were some pretty...
Why are you talking about The Hangover during this
I'm sorry. Go see Get Him to the Greek,
damn
everybody.
Damn it, these young kids these days.
You know what I've said. Kids like partying. There we go.
Exactly.
Now, you have to do some pretty full-on stuff for Russell Brand's character throughout the movie. Jonah, can you just take us through what it's like pretending to shove drugs up your anus in front of a crew and thinking, you know, this is my job now.
It's not as crazy as shoving drugs up your anus before this interview.
Okay, sure.
That was crazier because I had no reason to. They weren't drugs. It was just a bunch of crayons.
Okay,
I hate
yeah.
to keep bringing up crayons.
Yeah, well.
Do you call them crayons here?
Yeah, we call them crayons.
Or crannies?
Yeah.
Or jam? No, it was crazy. I mean, honestly, look, you make these movies for pure entertainment value. If people are going to pay their hard-earned money, you just want to make them laugh their asses off when they go to the theater. And so, to me, nothing's off limits in a film like this. And, you know, sometimes you got to pretend shove a balloon of heroin up your ass. And
okay. So you weren't making a comment on the human condition when you
I was making a comment on shoving things up your ass.
And a great comment, can I say?
Yeah, thanks. The comment sounded like this.
Can we also talk about Cyrus, Jonah? That sounds like a pretty incredible project with like John C. Reilly and Catherine Keener.
And Marissa Tomei, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's a movie that's a little more dramatic and funny. It's kind of, I'd say, more in the tone of Little Miss Sunshine or Sideways or Juno, and it's dramatic and funny, and it's something I'm just like beyond proud of. The director of Capote saw that movie and he cast me in a straight drama called Moneyball that stars Brad Pitt and myself and Philip Seymour Hoffman, so I'm excited and nervous for that.
As you should be.
Yeah.
In that sort of present company.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having a chat with us, Jonah. And last message you want to get out there to the youth of Australia?
I'm just sorry I gave you guys a hard time about your age. It just made me bummed out that I wasn't 21 anymore.
Oh.
I'm 26 now.
You're all right, kid.
But that's not old. I recognize that that's not old.
You got stuff going on.
At least I'm not 27. That's what I'm saying.
That's the main thing. That's Jonah Hill on Triple J this morning, having a chat to us a couple of weeks back now. The full chat is up on our website. We'll be up on our website at triplej.net.au/TomandAlex if you want to check it out. And Russell Brand chat is up there as well.
Tom and Alex, now only $4.99. Triple J.